It's Wednesday, it's Peter, it's the day after Arsenal got bumped out of the cup by Bradford City, a feat I have not seen achieved since Mickey Thomas scored from the halfway line in a David Beckham impersonation for Wrexham at 41 years of age. It knocked Arsenal out of the cup, and I would have been in school at the time, secondary school, probably about 12 or 13, so 20 something years ago. I think the following year Liverpool got beat by Peterborough United. I'm open to correction on that, but I don't think I'm far off the mark. Nonetheless, today is Wednesday, tomorrow's Thursday, Friday. You've got 4 days, I would safely suggest, five, Monday to Friday, of business, and then Friday's the 21st, Monday is the 24th, Christmas Eve. The suggestion on the grapevine I'm getting is that most of the suppliers will be going on a half day on Friday the 21st, and you won't see them then again until some time after the mince pies have finished. Word to the wise, if you want trees planted in your garden, I'd be booking them for January or next week. Now, in short, that aside, just picked up the Christmas tree from my local Christmas tree farm. 35 quid, any tree you like, any size you like, within reason. Wrapped in a net, hole drilled in the bottom, and there you go. Funnily, they don't have a website, they don't have a fax machine, they don't have a telephone number. You just kind of know where they are. It's like finding a decent pub in Dublin. You just ask somebody. And I think the gist that's coming from them is that they are running short of trees. Nice complaint to an extent. Nice complaint, not a bad complaint. Rammed out of it. Didn't even put up road signs this year saying this is how you find us. That's how good business is, and that's how short on supply the trees are becoming. On that note, funnily enough, I got a letter of complaint this week. My first one in I don't know how long. First one in I don't know if ever. Complaining about the fact that somebody was on their way out to my what they believed was my Christmas tree farm. It wasn't. I don't own a Christmas tree farm. They followed up with a phone call of complaint as well, and were a little bit vulgar on the phone up until the point that I explained that I didn't actually own a Christmas tree farm, and then they kind of apologised. It's gas. I put up a blog post with directions, with a map to the Christmas tree farm, and a video saying here's what happens when you get there, and also that I don't sell Christmas trees. And I've been averaging probably 2 to 4 emails and phone calls for the last 3 weeks, and it happens every single year, and I don't mind. And the lads up in the Christmas tree farm were going, here's Peter now, thanks for putting the business our way. So it's nice to hear that social media works. There you go. On that note, I think this week's Sod Show, Garden Radio Show, pardon me, is an absolute whopper. If you're looking to buy Christmas presents for somebody who you love or dislike, depending on how you feel about things, I think we have about 70 or 80 Christmas present suggestions in from a host of varying sources, and something to suit all ranges. As many of them as we could are Irish, and quite lovely, I have to say. So if you want to know how to tune into that one, head to w.sodshow or www.sodshow.com. That's sodshow.com, at sodshow on Twitter, and you'll get all the details there. It airs this Friday. It hasn't aired just yet. And for gardening and other related matters, DonaghanLandscaping.com. Hit the contact page and you'll get all my details there. That's DonaghanLandscaping.com. Happy Thursday Eve. I can almost hear the sleigh bells trickle across my rooftop. All I have to do now is cook the turkey. chat soon. Take care. Bye for now. At Donegan Gardens on Twitter for anything else. Take care. Cheers. Bye.